Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is your brother Elohim signing in live on Blog Talk Radio. This is Elohim Speaks Sunday. And today we're talking about health. But naturally, every time I get on the mic, I mention love. Love is the act that makes others feel good. If you're going to commit an act that doesn't make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. I function on the culture of reap what you sow. So anything that I do, I have no problem with the person bringing it back to me, okay? Because I know that I'm going to reap what I sow. Okay, so with that, we're going to get right into it. Now, for those of you who are calling in early, I want to let you know now that the mics are actually working this week. So normally I talk for about a half an hour, then I open up the mic. So you can chime in anytime that you want. Just press 1. And if you have a question or a comment or something, then I'll address the comment or the statement. Or somebody else on the line that want to add to it, then they can do that too, okay? Now, the question is, why do we eat? What are you eating for, okay? And the question is, how can we eat and never get sick? All right, these are the questions, okay? Now, the first thing is, do you eat because you just want to, because you know you're supposed to eat. You know, if you don't eat, you're going to die. So you eat whatever you get your hands on, you know. And some people eat everything, anything. Do we eat because we want to lose weight? Some people feel as though they have a little too much weight on, so they change their diet and restrict their diet to what they actually can eat that will help them lose weight, okay? Now, do we eat because we want to gain weight? Some people are a little too thin and they feel they want to gain weight, so they want some type of diet to pick up weight, especially athletes and people like that. There, they either losing or gaining, depending on what they're trying to do, you know? Now, the next one is, do we eat because we want to live for over 200 years? I fit in that category because I'm trying to bust 200 wide open. You know what I mean? Still got quite a ways to go, but one thing for sure, I'm not going to get there if I don't try, okay? Now, the last time we did the section on health, we talked about, I got all the way up to vitamin C, which is ascorbic acid. So what I'm going to do at this point, I'm going to go a little further into that particular, those particular things that I was talking about, right? We were talking about thiamine, which is vitamin B1, okay? Now, the reason why I go through this is because I want you to hear how all of the nutrients and vitamins work together. You need everything in at the same time to make this thing work. Okay, if you start in too low, if you're not getting all of the nutrients when you eat, then it's hard for the body to create that perfect cell. Now, think about this for a second. I'm just giving you a different thought process on how you can do things to make things come out a little better for yourself. Okay, now, instead of thinking 3 meals a day, think in terms of 1 meal a day with all the nutrients, vitamins, and minerals in it that you're going to need and split that up into 3 meals, okay? Now, you can eat your 3 meals a day, but you're not eating part of the nutrients and vitamins that you need, like this breakfast stuff that they tell us about with the bacon and eggs and grits or potatoes, you know, the home fries and waffles and things like that there, that's not a good breakfast to eat because you're missing so many nutrients that the body won't be able to construct that perfect cell. And the body is straining, trying to produce that cell. So that's why your body is not at ease as it's digesting the food. Dis-ease, you see what I'm saying? Your body's not at ease. It's dis-ease, when it's trying to produce that perfect cell. And if it's trying to produce that perfect cell and you're not giving it everything to do the work, you're not going to get that perfect cell, okay? Thinking of it in terms of making a cake. I know I use this analogy every time. But if you put all of the proper ingredients in, you're going to get a perfect cake every time. Well, this is how the body functions. If you put everything in the body that it's supposed to need as it's digesting, now your stomach's between 97 and 98.6 degrees. This is the temperature of the stomach. Well, that's the temperature that the stomach cooks those chemicals that you put in it. And it breaks the chemicals down, takes some nutrients. All the different nutrients have different size molecules. So, and your blood vessels and stuff have openings and pores in them so that certain molecules can go out at certain portions of the body to do what it's supposed to do in that particular section of the body. So, but you want everything that you need at that time to make that perfect cake. And if you don't put the right ingredients in, that cake is not going to come out right. If you don't measure the ingredients, if you put that math on it, that cake is not going to come out right. Now, the body, every 7 years, the body changes all of the cells every 7 years, okay? Changes, all the cells get changed every 7 years. So you want to eat so that you can make that perfect cell. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to eat to produce that perfect cell, okay? Now, so now we're talking about, we're up to thiamine now, which is vitamin B1, okay? It functions as part of a coenzyme to promote the utilization of carbohydrates, promotes normal appetite, contributes to normal functioning of the nervous system. Okay. Now, your vitamin B, your thiamine or vitamin B1, it helps the nervous system and helps the normal, helps promote a normal appetite so you can eat regularly, okay? Now, where would I get this thiamine from? It's found in lean pork, which it's also found in nuts and fortified cereal products, okay? So you can add nuts and some fortified cereal into your meal to get that thiamine out, to get that thiamine in your body, okay? So that your nervous system and your functions properly. Now, those of you who think in terms of peanut is not a nut. Peanut is a legume, all right? So if you're going to eat some type of nuts, then you may want to grab some almonds or something like that there, you know, and that will help fortify what you're doing, okay? Now, now we're going to talk about riboflavin, which is vitamin B2, okay? So some people just take a B-complex tablet to help them along with everything, but you have to remember that you're making a perfect cell. So when you take these vitamins and pills and stuff, you have to monitor what you're eating during the day to make sure that you're not getting too much of one thing and not enough of another, all right? So now we're talking about riboflavin, which is vitamin B2, okay? It it functions as part of a coenzyme in the production of energy within body cells, promotes healthy skin, eyes, and clear vision. So if you're having trouble seeing, if your eyes aren't clear, and your vision is a little off, so you might not be getting enough riboflavin or vitamin B2, okay? So if you're not getting that vitamin B2 and your eyes are a little bit off, right? Now, this is what you need. This is where you can get your vitamin B2 from. Liver, milk, yogurt, and cottage cheese. All that's from the dairy. All that's from your dairy products, okay? This is what we have listed. Now, people say, well, I don't eat dairy no more. Well, see, now what you need to do is research. Find out where can you get this riboflavin from if you're not eating liver, milk, yogurt, or cottage cheese, okay? But you need the riboflavin, and it aids in the utilization of energy, okay? I'm going to read that again. It functions as part of a coenzyme in the production of energy within the body cells, okay? So within the body cells need certain things to function to make things come out the way they're supposed to come out. And it promotes healthy skin, eyes, and clear vision. So those of you who run around with glasses on and can't hardly see past 2 feet, you need to check on where you're getting the aroma flavor from, okay? Now, now, I'm what you call a life area. I'm not a vegetarian, okay? A vegetarian or a vegan. Vegans only eat things that don't come from animals or insects, all right? As a life area, I'll eat anything that doesn't hunt for its food, okay? These conscious energy, certain animals have consciousness. All right, we might not believe they do, but like cows have consciousness, dogs have consciousness, lambs have consciousness. These animals are actually conscious beings. They might not be as conscious as you and I, but they are conscious, you know, and they know what's going on around them, and they have to live under that fear of the slaughterhouse and all that stuff, so it's kind of rough for them, you know. But now I'll drink milk because you don't have to kill the cow to get the milk. Okay, I can eat a little cheese. I can even do an egg or two if I want because the egg is not fertile. Okay, now I can't go into the wild and get an egg out the nest because that egg is fertile. It's going to turn into a chicken. So the eggs that I might eat won't turn into a chicken. So I can eat now. Very seldom do I actually fry or cook an egg and eat it, but I'll eat stuff that have eggs in it. Like cakes or bread or pies that are made with eggs. I'll eat that sometimes, you know, because I'm a lifearian, not a vegetarian. So there's a difference between the two, right? I don't like killing or participating in, with those that kill or slaughter these animals like that, okay? So we're talking about aroma flavor, right? So if you're not, just check your eyes. You can see if you can see or not, and you'll know if you need a little bit more vitamin 2 in your diet, okay? Now let's go down to niacin, all right? Now, it functions as part of a coenzyme in fat synthesis, tissue respiration, and utilization of carbohydrates promotes healthy skin, nerves, and digestive tract. Now, if you have a problem with the digestive tract, seems to be a little off. If your stool, now, nobody wants to talk about crap on the phone, but I'm going to talk about crap. If your stool is not 18 inches long, you're constipated. And if you have headaches sometimes and stuff like that, it's because you're constipated. Your stool should be at least 18 inches long when you go to the bathroom. I'm just saying, I know I ain't going to spend too much time talking about crap, but you need to know about your crap that you're putting out, you know. So check your crap and see how long it is. If it's real short, then you're actually constipated, and you need to regulate your diet by eating more fiber and vegetables in your diet, okay? Now, because it aids in the digestion and fosters normal appetite. Some of us think we have a normal appetite, but we don't. All we want is junk food. That's not a normal appetite. One thing about the body, if you're eating junk, it's going to want more junk. If you're eating good, it's going to want more good stuff. This is how the body is. So you need to, if you're not getting the proper, if you don't have a proper appetite, then you need to check again to see what you're eating. You need to get more liver, meat, poultry, fish, peanuts. Now, peanuts, they're saying peanuts, but remember, the peanut is not actually a nut. It's a legume, okay? So if you're having trouble, like if you're vegetarian, you don't want to eat the liver or the meat, poultry, or the fish, then you can go to the peanuts and the fortified cereal products, and that will give you your niacin, okay, to help you with the digestive tract. Now, we're going to do one more, and then we're going to continue talking about health and a few other things that we're going to get into, okay? Now, remember, I forego the half an hour talk time. So anytime you have a question or something you want to say, you can just press 1, and I'll let you comment right away, and we can talk. My borders are working finally. okay, so I can answer your calls and so we can interact a little bit on the show, okay? Now, the next one is calcium. Now, calcium combines with other minerals with a protein framework to give structure and strength to bones and teeth, okay? and assist in blood clotting, right? Functions as normal muscle contractions and, it functions in normal muscle contractions and relaxation and normal nerve transmissions. Now, that's something to think about it. Normal nerve transmissions, and that's very interesting because your nerves are transmitting transmitting information throughout the entire body. So if you have trouble getting information from different parts of the body, body's not telling you what's going on, then you need to get more calcium in your system. Now, you can get your calcium from milk, yogurt, cheese, sardines, and salmon, with the bones in it, preferably, okay? Now, the collards, kale, mustard, and turnip greens. Now, most people don't think in terms of those particular vegetables containing calcium, but they're loaded with calcium, okay? So if you haven't, like if you're not getting enough dairy, because dairy has calcium, if you're not getting enough dairy and you want that calcium, go get those vegetables, get those green leafy vegetables that have calcium in it, and that will help you in your diet, okay? Now, as far as we're going to go, we're going to go into some more the next time we do health. So make sure you tune in early because I do this part early because it's a little bit of reading, you know, and takes a little while. Sometimes when you read stuff, it gets a little boring, but what are you going to do, you know? If we want the information, sometimes you got to go to the books, and that's what I do, all right? Now, so the question that you have to ask yourself is, why am I eating? Nobody asks themselves that question, but you need to ask yourself that question. Why am I eating? Am I eating because I'm supposed to eat to keep from dying? I just eat whatever I get my hands on. am I eating because I want to lose weight? Am I eating because I want to gain weight? Or am I eating because I want to live for the next 200 years? So based on why you're eating, that's how you need to research your diet, okay? I think that if you construct your diet to live for 200 years, your weight loss and weight gain won't be a problem. You'll come to a certain weight, and you'll stay there. Now, my weight's been the same ever since I can remember, anywhere from my 190 to 220. That's been my weight for forever. You know, for as long as I can remember, that's been my weight. Now, what I do... to get those perfect cells, through my research, I found five vegetables that cover 68 nutrients and minerals that the body needs, okay? I take a cup of broccoli, a cup of Brussels sprouts, a cup of string beans, a cup of collard greens, and a cup of green peas. They have 68 nutrients and vitamins that the body needs. Now, those five vegetables, they'll fall short on a couple of things like vitamin A, okay? So for the vitamin A, to get the proper vitamin A that I need, I use seasoning to add to the vegetables to get the proper vitamin and mineral nutrients that I need. Now, I use, I think, a teaspoon of, I mix my vegetables with a teaspoon of not cayenne pepper, but paprika, because paprika and cayenne pepper, they're both high in vitamin A. So if you're running short on vitamin A, then you can use the if you like the hot stuff, then use paprika. If you don't like the hot food, I don't like hot spicy food, so I use the paprika, and that works out better for me. Okay, I use turmeric as a seasoning. I use ginger as a seasoning. Okay. I use flaxseed as a seasoning. The flaxseed is very good for you, but I use the ground flaxseed because the little seeds, they don't look like to me when I cook them. So I use the ground flaxseed, and it works out a little better. Now, those are the ingredients that I use, okay, for my seasoning. And then I use, one more seasoning. I forget the name of it. Unbelievable. And that gives me my vitamin B4. Now, sometimes for the vitamin B4, you get that out of bran. So you can use that by eating brown rice. That will give you your bran. Or you can use a cereal supplement like Bran Flex. I use a Bran Flex with raisins in them sometimes, okay? And that gives me my bran. Now, I like the way Dr. Sabian talks about eating and being healthy. I like his thought process. He said there's not different diseases. There's only one disease. And all of disease are caused by mucus, all right? So now you need to control your mucus intake. Some of the worst mucus things out there is the dairy, I know, is the dairy and the white flour. White flour is absolutely terrible. So, you know, I mean, if you have to have the white flour, get the unbleached white flour. That bleached white flour is worse than anything else. So if I use white flour, I'm using an unbleached white flour, you know. I make cakes and pies and stuff like that there, and I use the unbleached stuff, rub it in the bleached stuff, because it works out so much better in your diet, okay? Now, if this is for those that are looking for that 200-year run, like me, if you're looking for that 200-year run, then this is some of the suggestions that I give you. Now, you don't have to eat the same vegetables all the time, so you can switch vegetables sometimes. Sometimes you want more starch in your diet, and you don't want to go to the rice or to the beans, okay, because Dr. Sabian said rice and beans is the worst thing for you as far as mucus buildup in the system. So if you want to go to that, you can go to, I forget the name of the vegetable. It'll come to me in a minute. But you can switch the vegetables around. You don't always have to get that starch, you know. You can get some starch from, especially if you need the beta-carotene, see. Now you can get your beta-carotene from sweet potatoes. Or you can use cantaloupe. Cantaloupe has a high in beta carotene. You get those two things in your system, you know. Squash, butternut squash. That was the vegetable I was thinking about. So you can switch to a little butternut squash. That'll help. But there's different kinds of vegetables out there that you can switch so that you don't actually have to eat the same five vegetables every day. But you have to change your thought process if you never want to get sick, okay? A lot of people, we get to over 70, get into our 80s and 90s, we be eating pretty good, but we don't know that the whole thing's getting ready to shut down. Then before you know it, we just drop dead, you know? No rhyme, no reason, we just drop dead, okay? So so you have to monitor what you're eating. Now, most people from down south, they live a pretty good long time because they're used to growing food, so they know what's in the food, and so they eat a pretty good diet, even though they eat a mixture of everything, but they sort of balance it out. That's why they live as long as they do, because they don't eat too much of one thing, you know. Well, too much of anything ain't no good for you, so they have to slow the whole thing down as far as what they eat and how that stuff comes about, you know, but they know more than the city dwellers do. I'm a city dweller, so most farmers know more than me, you know, as far as as far as growing food and what's in the food and all that kind of stuff, okay? So if you're living around a farmer, you need to call them and talk to them. In fact, it's about time for our commercial right now, and so I'm going to take a minute and just give out a few shout-outs here. We have Sister Tahira. Her show comes on Thursday through Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. She's a strong sister. She was really good. I like it. I watch it when I can stay awake because I get up 4 in the morning, so I have a little trouble. Can't wait 6 o'clock to catch the show. But I catch it when I can, okay? And the number, I call the number, is 917-889. That would be 8059. That would be her calling number, okay? Then we have the Legacy of a Nation. I dealt with Brother Matt. He comes on every Saturday. His show came on yesterday. It's a pretty good show. I like that. I made my little comments, you know. And so that his number is 319-527-6199. Last time he called in, I asked him the number. He wasn't ready for it. So I just make him up a commercial, you know. And then we have the spoken word. Now, she comes on. She's on YouTube. That's Sister Tammy. She sells T-shirts and stuff like that. They're trying to keep on the air because it costs money to be on the air. So she has a show called Spoken Word. So if you ever on YouTube, look up Spoken Word and check out Sister Tammy's show. That's actually Brother Will.i.am's wife. Brother Will.i.am's sister, for those who are familiar with Brother Will.i.am, okay? And also, once again, I'd like to thank all those who's calling in. I appreciate you calling in and checking out the show. Thank you very much. Now, remember, the mics are working, so you can chime in at any time, okay? Now, when last time I was on Sister Tara's show, I had to apologize to the brother. I told him I was going to give him a shout-out, but I don't know what I did with the numbers and stuff I wrote down. But they did have one thing called Black Girl Coding. You go on the Internet and find that. That's a program that they have to teach black children how to code. Now, I just started coding a couple of weeks ago, and, man, it's amazing what you can do once you learn how to code. And for those of you who are not familiar with coding, that's when you go in to tell the computer when you're writing the programs. If you want to be a hacker, the hackers use coding to go in and they make up certain codes and make the computer do whatever they want to do. And it's pretty good. Now, when I signed up for it, they asked what age level. I said 10 years old. Because I want to start at the beginning. And even at that younger age, I'm having trouble. I had trouble in the beginning with the coding. I said, man, these children are pretty smart out here, boy. They lock this stuff down. They be running with it, you know. So I think that we all need to get into some type of coding to learn how to work this computer stuff, okay? That's all the shout-outs I have for today, okay? Now, the call-in number for this show is 516-453-9230. I also have a CD on the market called it's Elohim Christ 10 Tracks. It's called 911 Jesus Emergency, okay? Christ Jesus is Coming. That's the name of the album. So if you go on YouTube, if you want to listen to it, hear what it sounds like, you can go and listen to it, you know. And you can check that out. And like I said, I'm here every Sunday, okay? So now, that's our little commercial. I'll give a shout-out to a few people that's out there all the time trying to get information to the people, you know. A little 1% monitoring every little thing we do. But there's still out there trying to get this information out, trying to tell people what's going on. And I appreciate what they're doing. I try to give them a little shout out to help them out with this show, you know. So next week, when I go on Sister Harris' show, I'm going to get more information about these brothers that's trying to help the community out. They need a little money or whatever. So if you want to donate to Sister Harris' show, that would be good too, you know. Because everybody needs money to stay on the air. Brother Mac, you can donate to his show. You can donate to my show, you know, to help support the people that are on the air trying to bring this information to you. And they're consistent. Every week they're on the air without fail. It's amazing. I'm just trying to do Sunday, and I'm having a hard time doing Sunday. I run around with the trains and everything last week. The boy ain't working. So I respect what they're doing. I appreciate what they're doing. Well, I say the mics are open, so any comments you want to make. Now for the next portion. Now, everybody knows, I tell you every week, I am a Bible thumper. Now, the holy thing that I have about the Bible is that it's not being read properly and it's not being explained to the people exactly what they should know about what's in the Bible and how the Bible actually works. Right. In fact, I was listening to Max show the other day, and what the brother believed in was pretty interesting. But I know he was kind of young based on the things that he was saying that he believed in, you know, because once you research this book, you get a very different mindset once you research yourself without anybody in your ear telling you what this is and what that is, you know. My suggestion, for those of you who are putting the Bible down, right, the 1% took this book and conquered the world with it. and you're throwing it in the trash. So something that they're reading in that book that you're not reading. And you need to find out what it is as fast as possible, because if you have a Bible base and you understand that book properly, you can't nobody run game on you, can't nobody do it unless you allow it. You follow what I'm saying? Because you can see all the games. You can see everything coming, because that book prepares you for everything if you're reading it properly, okay? In Matthew 19:4-5, it says, have we not read that he, you have to excuse me, I'm near a train station. Have we not read that he which made them at the beginning, male and female? Now, you understand, in the beginning, even in the beginning of the Bible, when they talk about male and female, make, they say made, not create, all right? Because you were not created. You are an extension of the universe. Actually, you are the universe expanding itself. Don't you think it's strange that that no matter what we did 10 years ago, we're doing way better than that now? And it's been like that ever since we've been here. Why is there no limit to where we can go? Because of who you are. There is no limit to you or what you can do. Any dream you come up with, trust me, you can accomplish it. Go forward understanding that you don't actually have to ask for power, because you're carrying power once you realize who you are. Now, you said, where do you get this cockamamie stuff that this is who we are? It's in the book. You know, you are all gods, children of the Most High. Now, I deal with the culture of reap what you sow. So when somebody asked me, on one of the shows, one of the sisters said, that lets them off the hook. But if you realize that you're God, and God is the one that makes them reap what they sow, then it's your responsibility to make whoever is doing injustice out there pay for it. You see what I'm saying? But you're not in a position to make the 1% pay for anything. You're not in a position to make them pay for anything. You don't have an army. Like Marcus Garvey, he asked us, where's your army? Where's your navy? Where's your Marines at? We don't have nothing, okay? Because the village is broken. We have to fix the village. And the best way to fix the village is to start interacting with your relatives, your aunts, your uncles, distant cousins, children, nephews, everybody. This is what the holidays are for. I'm just going to bring this up because I like to mention this, because we don't use the holidays properly, not like the 1% did. Get these cards in the mail. If it's Christmas, if it's New Year's, if it's Mother's Day, Father's Day, Halloween, don't get caught up in the hype, especially when it comes down to Christmas and Easter. And we got these religious people bending our ear. Oh, no, well, Nimrod was born on Christmas, and we can't do the Nimrod thing, and Jesus wasn't born on the 25th. He's born to the Father, son, and the sixth. Don't believe the hype. The holidays are designed for one reason, so that you can network with your family to bring your village together. You know, it's no coincidence that the 1% know everybody in the doggone family. They know everybody. All 800, 900, 2,000 of them, they know everybody. They send cards and gifts to all of them. Well, they got the resource to send that kind of money out, but it's no coincidence that they know that, see? Because they understand the value of the village. Where they get this information from? They got it from you. Everything they got from the black community. Everything the 1% got, they got from the black community. I'm just saying. Because you came up with all of this stuff, you know? Just like we talk about George Washington, right? If you check what Hayes, I forget the brother's first name, that's a shame. But if you check with the president of the Continental Congress and what he was using as rules and regulation, you'll find out that George Washington didn't come up with the Constitution and all that stuff. The Bill of Rights, they didn't come up with none of that stuff. George Washington stole it from Hayes and them. Change the name, right? Put your name on it that you don't recognize no more. Call it the United States of America, which this the whole we had. The Americas was a global operation, the Americas. It had nothing to do with George Washington and the boys. It was always called the America before they even got here. I'm kind of foaming at the mouth. I'm running out kind of fast here because time is slipping away. But they stole that information, put a different name on it, and ran with it. That's what they did. So George Washington, he wasn't even a great general. If you really check the history, he was a terrible general. He fought for 33 years and lost. Independence Day, they're talking about. Don't believe the hype. Sound like Flavor Flav now. Don't believe the hype. They didn't win their independence. The United States is a colony of Britain. You don't believe me? Check it out. Go read the Treaty of 1812. They're going to say that they won their independence and then they went back and forth again in 1812. No. It was a straight battle for 33 years. You have to excuse the noise here for a second. It was a straight battle for 33 years. They lost, okay? And for punishment, Britain sent the army over, burnt down all the government buildings and the White House. You don't believe that either? Google it up. We got the internet now. Who burned down the White House? And they will tell you, Britain burnt down the White House. And in the treaty, they can't call themselves kings. They can't call themselves queens. They have to be presidents, stuff like that. If you check the charter for the United States of America, that charter is owned by Britain. All the banks are centralized in Britain. I'm telling you, you know, you don't have to believe this. Check it out for yourself, okay? I'm just saying. I don't know why I went in that direction, but I went in that direction because you have contributed. We're talking about the black community now. I know some people don't like to use the word black, but when I say black, everybody know what I'm talking about. So you as a black community have contributed so much to world history and events. That is absolutely amazing. That's what I'm telling you now. They're dumbing down your children in school, okay? If you want to find out how they're doing that, go on YouTube. Look up the dumbing down of the children, all right? Just look that up. The videos will come up and show you how they're dumbing down through the school system and all that. Your children are smart, very smart. And the 1% are worried because everybody can't have that $200,000 a year job, okay? Somebody got to work at McDonald's. Somebody got to work at Gino's, okay? And the school system is designed to cover all of the class, because this is the class system that we're in, to cover all the class system so that each class can have somebody to work that they can pay and make money, all right? I ain't going to go into the whole system. That's a whole other thing. But once again, your mics are open, so if you have a comment or statement, you can jump in anytime, and I'll, since my mics are working. So we got about, 15 minutes left? Okay. Now, here's the next part of Matthew, right? And it said, for this cause, right, shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain, meaning the two, shall be his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Now, how do you become one flesh with a female? Come on, guys. Come on, girls. You know what's up. How do you become one flesh with a female? You have sex. Okay? That's how you become one flesh. And when you become one flesh, you're supposed to cleave to each other, forsake everybody else as part of your, that's your partner. See what I'm saying? The act of sex is actually the act of marriage. That's when you become one. You're not separate beings no more. You become one, okay? And in this culture, we treat sex so promiscuously. Oh, it's just sex. No, it's not just sex, okay? When you, my father told me something when I was growing up. He said, don't sleep with a female unless you intend to marry her. That's what my father told me. He was Jehovah's Witness. So, you know, they lived on a strict code. And my mother, she was a voodoo Baptist priestess, but that's a whole other story. We'll get into that a little later. But sex is the act of marriage. And you need to teach your children this. So when they look at a female with that lust in their eyes, they say, well, would I like to marry this woman? You know? And if that's not somebody you want to marry, don't get involved. Just, find somebody else or look for somebody else. You know what I mean? And now they're not teaching you this in the book. See, the preachers aren't teaching you this the way it's supposed to be taught. All right, some preachers are, not all of them, but some preachers. This passage here, they get this one pretty good, but they need to break it down so that the children will understand that no such thing as just sex. It don't work that way, and they got to get that out of their mind. You know, they have to think in terms of a partner, someone that they're going to cling to for the rest of their lives, someone that they're going to forsake all others for. This is that wife, this is that husband, that person that you're going to build, that you're going to, well, it's not a question of building a future, because if you love each other properly, the future will come for you. See what I'm saying? Because you'll be relaxed enough with each other so that you can build up, your relationship will be so at ease in your relationship that you'll be able to function towards futuristic things as far as money and stuff like that there, okay? Remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. I was supposed to do this passage last week, but like I said, I was running, things were going crazy, but I just wanted to do it this week just in case the sister was on the line that requested that I do the Full Love show last week, and she thanked me. She said she got quite a bit out of it, and I appreciate that. You know, I like to get response from people when they listen to the show or watch the show, so it's pretty good, okay? I should do the commercial again because we only got a few minutes here, okay? But there's something that I wanted to get into that it's so misconstrued that this is going to blow your mind. Now, don't think of me as being right. Don't think of me as being wrong. I'm just giving out a different thought process, something that you can think about, like our hands sitting off and just something for you to think about, okay? Because what you believe and where you live at is where you're supposed to be. So I'm not trying to change nobody's belief system, because that belief system that they have might be just the thing that's keeping them from not going out here going crazy. It's keeping them sort of being on the right track. So stay where you are until it's time for you to make the change. And you'll know when it's time to make the change, and you'll make changes in your life for the better because of who you are. I know who you are, okay? Conscious and informed and flesh, you're God, okay? Just like it says in the Bible, you're all God's children of the Most High, okay? That's who you are. I didn't say Most High God, and they threw that big G, little C, G in there thing to throw the people off again, you know, because they don't want you coming with that eternal power that you have to accomplish things, you know, overthrow governments, change things around. Man, you'd be amazed at what you can do when you got that internal power flowing through you like it's supposed to be. You follow what I'm saying? So your conscious energy formed in flesh, and there's no how they twist it around, talking about, well, they're talking about the big G and the little G. I studied Hebrew, and there's no big G and little B. There wasn't no upper and lowercase letters in the Hebrew language. So that's a bunch of crap. That's what I'm saying. They just throw little things in there to throw you off, to keep you thinking that that you have to call on something from up there to get the power. But the power is with you all the time. All you have to do is think about what you're trying to do and stay true to where you're going. And as you're moving on your journey, through action and reaction, the cosmos is working things out so that when you get to a certain place, what you need is going to be there. So a lot of times, don't worry about what you don't have as you start your journey. Start your journey. That's why they say the hardest part of the journey is the first step. Just begin. Don't start thinking about, oh, I need to. No. Get started. Go out there. Well, a friend of mine said something a little while ago. I disagreed with him sometime, but sometimes I still use what he say because it makes sense in certain instances. Even if you're going the wrong way, get started. You know, so even though a lot of times I disagree with that from a military standpoint, because you need logistics, you're talking about equipment, moving people and all that, you sure don't want to be going the wrong way because you run out of everything and you get defeated. But Sometimes that little statement makes sense, you know. So, but the main thing is to get started, just to get moving. Get up off your butt, go out there, and focus on your dreams, and you can make your dreams happen. Trust me, you can make your dreams happen. If you can dream it, you can do it, all right? Okay, we only got about, we're almost out of time here. Time sure flies fast when you're having fun. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to run this commercial again, okay, so that you can plug into some of these shows that I'm talking about, because I listen to these shows when I get a chance. Most of them are at night, and I fall asleep, but I listen to these shows. Oh, before I do that, there's something I want to say right quick here. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do the commercials. We have Sister Tahara's show. She comes on Tuesday through Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. And it's a pretty good show. It's a two-hour show, and it's an interactive show, so you can call in and talk and ask questions and stuff. Her number is 917-889-8059, okay? Then you have The Legacy of a Nation. That's with Brother Mac. His show comes on at 6 p.m. on Saturday. That number is 319-527-6199. And then we have The Spoken Word by Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube. So you go on YouTube, type in The Spoken Word, and you'll get her. And then you go on the Internet and type in Black Girl Coding. I have to apologize to these brothers because I put their numbers down, but I don't know what I did with the numbers. But I did remember Black Girl Coding, and that's the group that's teaching black children how to code and use a computer. So if you can get that, that'd be really, really good. So what I do, the shows that I like, I give people a commercial, whether they're on the show or not, it doesn't matter. I think that we should support our brothers and sisters that's out there on the air every week trying to bring you information, you know. And trust me, it's not easy to be on this airwaves every week, you know, okay? My call-in number is 516-453-9230. I'm here every Sunday at 3 o'clock, okay? And I have a CD on the market called Jesus is Coming, Elohim Christ. And if you want to listen to it, you go to YouTube, type in Elohim Christ, 10 tracks. And the whole CD will come up. You can listen to the different songs. It's called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. Now, we'll talk about that one day. we'll talk about why I did that particular CD and why I use those particular titles that I use for my CD. We'll talk about that another time. Now, what I want to get into right quick, before we completely run out of time, is the term sin. Okay. Now, listen. I'm sorry. I had to laugh because they have used that term so crazy that people don't know what's going on. Sin is not bad if you're under your proper culture. Now, everybody listen to what I'm saying now. Don't squall for me. Sin is not bad if you're under your proper culture, which is reap what you sow. Sin is the results that you get from sowing. You see what I'm saying? Whatever you sow, if you're reaping the benefits the way you want, you see what I'm saying? The benefits that you're getting is sin, but it's not bad because that's what you want. And if you're doing something that's going to reap the benefits that you don't want, it's still sin, but it's bad because it's not what you want. So I'm going to have to rephrase this. Let me say this again because I know you've never heard this before. Say, man, this Negro is going crazy on the air. Listen. Sin is not good or bad. It's the result you get from sowing, okay? Sin is the same thing as reaping, okay? What you reap is called sin. Whether it's good or bad depends on what you sowed, okay? That's where sin becomes good or bad. You know what I'm saying? It's the results that you're getting from sowing, okay? You say, wait a minute. I never heard this before. You're right. It's not right. It's not wrong. Just give you something to think about because they have you with the carrot and the stick mentality, all right? If you do this, you're going to go to hell. If you do this, you're going to go to heaven. You follow what I'm saying? Well, we know there's nobody sitting in the middle of the earth on a hot rock drinking tea waiting for your soul to come down so they can torture you for eternity. And there's no place up there where you're going to be walking on gold and drinking milk and honey and living a life of leisure. Those places aren't there, okay? Now, maybe next week we'll talk about hell and where they're actually at and what brought all of that thought process about, because as conscious energy, you're not from this dimension. See, as incorporeal beings, you're from an incorporeal dimension. And you came into this dimension to set up, okay, all of these systems out here. So when you hear the term create, or when you read the term create in the Bible and they're talking about God, since you know that that's who you are, they're talking about systems. That's what you can create. You can create systems. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. And everything in the cosmos, including you, is made up of energy. So you can't be created, nor can you be destroyed. That's why I'm telling you that you are an extension of the universe. And you are unlimited. There's no limit to what you can do. In the beginning of the Bible, we're talking about God made the heavens and he saw that this was good and let there be light and all that kind of. They were talking about systems, creating solar systems or things like that. That's what they were talking about, system. Separate the earth from the firmament. When you think about the earth and how the solar system is set up, oh, boy, they're going through that, too. You got people talking about flat earth, round earth, square earth. I'm saying. Some people say square and flat and round. Everybody's so confused. I go back into our history, and I accept what they're saying. The Dogons, okay, they drew the solar system as this, with the planets going around the sun. The Dogons did that. The Egyptians did the same thing. Okay, they set the solar system at this with the earth going around it. All right, they had helicopters. This is all the stuff that they had on the pyramids before the Europeans came into that particular continent. Came back. I'm not saying it that way. Came back into the continent because they actually came from the continent as well. Or we were all here when there was just one solid earth mass. So this is what they're teaching. So, but you have so much energy to do so many, many, many different things. And if you just can accept the fact, or reason with the fact, that you were not created, okay? You are an extension of the energy that was here in the beginning. Because in the beginning, the only thing that was here was the energy. So you can't make something from nothing. So you were made from that energy. You are an extension. Like when you have a child, all right? You don't sit down and decide, well, what's my child going to be? I'm going to make the child have 4 years. You don't decide those things. Whatever that is in you, you extend that into the child. You're making the child, not creating the child. The child is a part of who and what you are. Everything that you have, you give to the child in order to make the child. But you're not creating the child because you're not creating the energy. It's like if you make a chair out of a tree, right? You didn't create the chair. You made the chair from the tree in order to create the chair. In order to create the chair, you have to create the tree. And we're not in the business of creating no tree. I don't know nobody that can create a tree. You see what I'm saying? Because the trees are made out of the same process that you were made out of, all right? The tree is an extension of source energy, and we all are. We are an extension of source energy. That's why I feel so connected to the animals, and I don't want to eat them because they are what I call, I don't like to use the term evolve, but sometimes certain terms that even I don't like to use make sense. They are a less evolved brothers and sisters. That's your animal kingdom, okay? And so we should treat them with more respect, you know? And you got people in China that eat dogs, and here these people treat dogs better than humans. So saying? So it depends on where you live at and what's going on. You know, like we cut a cow's head off and eat the cow up, but you go to certain parts of the world and you better not touch a cow. You touch a cow, they will kill you for touching a cow because the cow is sacred. You got places that the rattlesnake is sacred, that the snake is sacred, okay? These are the different groups that are giving you deity. All right, now I just want to say this before we get off the air. We got about 6 minutes left. Once again, everybody that's listening, I want to thank you for chiming in. I know I talk about some stuff that's a little bit different. I say some things that you haven't heard before, but some of the things I say you need to hear because they have a mind so twisted and so convoluted with this, with everything to make you subservient to somebody. They don't care who you're subservient to as long as you're functioning with the mindset that I'm not equal to or less than something. Think about the religions, you know. I don't care what religion you join. Don't make no difference. They have the same, they put you under the same thought process. I am less than and not equal to that which created me. But once you see that you weren't created, that process don't work no more, okay? There's nothing greater in the cosmos, nothing greater on the planet. There's nothing greater than anywhere that you can go than what you see in that mirror every morning, as if you look in the mirror every morning. Than what you see in that mirror every morning. There's nothing greater than that. And here's the kicker, though. You're not greater than anything else. You're not greater than anybody that you see when you're walking and you don't have the mirror. See what I'm saying? This is the mistake that the rulers of the world made. They gave out the thought process that this pale man was inferior and couldn't learn. He was an idiot. It is the thought process they gave out. They underestimated God. See? I don't care what color that shell is. God lives in that shell. And you better realize it and act like it. You know, don't underestimate what you see in the shell because of the color of the skin. All right? And don't overestimate what you see in the shell because of the color of the skin. We got people walking around, oh, because I got melanin, I'm so bad. Somebody got their foot in your neck. And if the melanin is what kept you in power all this time, you would still be in power. That's not what kept you in power. It's your recognition of that conscious energy that's in you, and you using that energy to flow into the greatness of who and what you are, which is God. That's who you are. Conscious energy forms in flesh. A God is one who manipulates source energy for their own purpose. That's what you do. And there is no limit to what you can do and how you can do it. I keep saying that because I want that to sink in because, I've been created, so I can't be greater than God, you know. But, no, you can't be greater than God. You're right, because you are God. You can't be greater than yourself, nor can you be greater than the person next to you, okay? Equality is what's up for today, okay? When you see that female, don't think down on that female. You're looking at God walking in that little shell. And whoever you're seeing, whoever you're looking at God in that shell. This is one thing Martin Luther King alluded to, the contents of the character. He's talking about that which is within. And that's what we have to deal with, and that's what we have to think about. And when you're raising your children, you have to realize, you're not raising a man or woman or a king or a queen. You're raising a God. That's who you're raising. And you have to start dealing with them like that because their power is unlimited. And most of the children today are smarter than you. And they don't have the experience that you have, but they're smarter than you. Okay? That's why when I started learning coding, I went to what the 10-year-olds is getting. These children are smart, boy. And I struggled a little bit. We only got about 60 seconds here. So once again, I'd like to thank everybody who's calling in. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in. Let me know that I'm not here by myself. But each week, I'm going to take you through a thought process that you haven't had or haven't heard. Now, I'm assuming, and I know what to say when you assume, that you haven't heard or heard these things, but each week you can chime in, you know, if you want to make a comment. If you have something to add to further enhance the show, please chime in and make a statement or whatever you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? But I have thought processes coming from the Bible, right? Because when you go into that Bible, if you get a chance, I know everybody's pretty busy. If you haven't read that book from cover to cover, you need to do that. And then go in and only read the parts in red that they say Jesus said. And to get a better understanding of the Bible. This is Brother Elohim. I'm here every Sunday at 3 o'clock. And once again, I love you. Thank you so much. And check out the shows that I mentioned. You get something out of them every week because I do. Okay? And just like I said, I'll see you next week, same time, same station. Much love.